From us to you here this holiday season. We're back again for our usual winter bluegrass jam. And thank you all for showing up. And I'd like to introduce each member of the band, kindly feature them on some of the things they do the best. And I'll start with our guitar player. He's a great rhythm guitar man, lead guitar, lead singer, and tenor singer. He just about covers it all. He's got an old number called The Roving Gambler picked out. Mr. Jim Nunnally.
Lay my money down. I had not been in London.
another great bluegrass singer, banjo picker. He plays just about everything else in bluegrass, sings every part, knows every part, and he sings from the heart, too. We'd like to introduce a California bluegrass legend in his own right, Mr. Keith Little on the final. What are you going to sing for the good folks there, Keith?
Before the sun goes down.
Tunes and he lives right nearby, El Cerrito. Gives fiddle lessons there. I don't know if he needs any more students or not, but his name is Chad Manning.
Thank you.
Thank you. I believe, Chad, you've got some of your CDs here. Jim, I imagine you do too. Keith, you got? Yeah, they've all got, as they say in the music business, product. And Chad is on Jim's. So am I. So we're all. Hey, we're all in cahoots, as they say. Well, we have another fiddle player in the band, our bass fiddle player. I've known him all his life. Watch him outgrow a cello and quarter size bass. He's checking out a brand new bass. Well, it's not brand new, it's new to him. His friend Todd Phillips. What? Really? Yeah. Anyhow, it's about to change hands between Todd and our bass player. Please welcome my son, Sam Grisby, on bass. Yeah, Sam is going to do a tune that I wrote and recorded with Jerry Garcia. It's called Dog's Waltz. Thank you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to introduce the leader of the band to you. He's originally from Passaic, New Jersey.
Originally?
Hackensack. Oh, really?
Well, the Hackensack Hospital.
But a lot of you folks, I'm sure a lot of you folks are here tonight because you heard him in a band called Old Men Away. Is that right? But there aren't many folks in the history of music who have actually had a style of music named after them. A pioneer of dog music, inventor of dog music, Mr. David Dog Guzman.
I'd like to play the what I consider to be probably the first bluegrass song, at least probably one of the very first. The first to be released on record, which came out in 1946. That's one of the sides of a 78 single that Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys released. The first one featuring Earl Scruggs on the five-string banjo and Lester Flatt on the guitar. Chubby Wise on the fiddle. Send this out to my old pal, Artie Rose, and his lovely wife, Harriet. It's called Will You Be Loving Another Man? Now, will you love me, little darling? History time. first bluegrass band, but you know, everything has something before it, historically and musically, and there are many roots of bluegrass music, but with the advent of the talking machine, the Victor talking machine, record companies began to discover traditional forms of music and started recording them around 1927. And that was the year that RCA Victor got into the deal of recording folk music and country music, early country music, and one of the first groups they recorded at that, the famous Bristol sessions, was the Carter family. And A.P. Carter and his wife, Sarah, and her cousin, Maybelle, fabulous musicians. A.P. would find songs. He'd go on song hunting trips. And he took a black man with him, Nelson Riddle, who was kind of like a human tape recorder. And he'd remember all the tunes, and A.P. would write down the words and come back and teach them to Sarah and Maybelle, and they'd start recording them. And I guess throughout the 20s and 30s, they made about 600 records, 600 sides. And this next tune is one of my favorites. First appeared on the Folkways collection, the Anthology of American Folk Music. And we'd like to do our version of Engine 143. Thank you. moving ahead 10 years, there are two fellas called Bill and Charlie Monroe made their first record in Charlotte, North Carolina, a hotel room there. And Bill was a mandolin player, Charlie played the guitar, and Charlie sang lead and Bill sang tenor. And they were the Monroe brothers. And they made 60 signs for Bluebird, kind of subsidiary of Victor. They weren't quite, I guess they didn't want to invest that much money in the Monroe brothers back then. But these are some classic recordings and show really the beginning of Bill Monroe's recorded history. And we'd like to do one of those tunes. It's also featured on our acoustic disc CD titled simply DGBX. We've got several dozen of them here at least. And this is called I'm Rolling On.
Chair with one arm around my old guitar and the other around the deer. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on.
Mentioned Bill Monroe hired Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, Chubby Wise, and they created bluegrass music. As far as I'm concerned, that was it. And but unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on whether you're Bill Monroe or not, or even if you are or were, they left the Bluegrass Boys around 1948, started their own band called the Foggy Mountain Boys. Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. And we had a real bluegrass thrill recently. We played the Strictly Bluegrass Festival the first time this year. We appreciate Mr. Hillman hiring us, and I was able to invite one of my bluegrass heroes to come along and sing and pick a few with us, the great Curly Seckler, who helped Lester and Earl make a lot of their classic records. And he was a great, he more or less took Bill Monroe's place playing the mandolin and singing the tenor. So we'd like to do one of the tunes that they recorded shortly after they left Bill Monroe. This is also featured on a project I did a few years ago called Life of Sorrow. It's we're going to get Keith Little, we're going to play some twin mandolins on this. It's called We Can't Be Darlings Anymore. String banjo time right now, you know, that's kind of what makes bluegrass bluegrass sometimes, or a lot of the time. Or not, you know. Without that banjo, you can't really say anything is bluegrass. With it, you can. I guess. Pete's got that banjo, he put a different neck on it because he didn't like the inlay pattern on the other neck. What have you got picked out here for the good folks?
I'd like to do Holiday Picking.
Holiday Picking?
Since it's a holiday time.
Yeah. That's a Ralph Stanley number.
Ralph Stanley.
To sing one of those haunting ballads. This has always been one of my favorites. I believe the Stanley Brothers did this one too, although it's probably a traditional song relating to a specific mining disaster. I'm not sure which one, but it's about a dream a little girl had. The dream of the miner's child.
A miner was leaving his home for his work when he heard his little child scream. He went to the side of the little girl's bed. Oh, yeah. all crowded with sweethearts and wives. Oh, letting them go to the mines today. For dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, my Daddy, please don't go away. For I never could live without you.
Months ago, my lovely wife is here, Tracy. She's a great artist, musician. I'm going to send this song out to her. It's called "I'll Never Love Anybody But You, Baby."
I'll always be true to you.
There, boys. I have to get that old fine box out. Well, hey, accidents happen sometimes.
Well,
that's the problem. I'd like to do the first mandolin tune I ever tried to write. I guess I wrote it because it's still here. This thing called Cedar Hill. Thank you. We'll do another Stanley Brothers number. I guess everyone is familiar with The Man of Constant Sorrow, featured in that Coen Brothers movie. What was it? Oh, Brother. Oh, Brother. You seen the new Coen Brothers movie?
Yeah.
I liked it better. But of course, you can't beat Ralph Stanley, but he didn't sing it in the movie, I guess. But, he sang. I said it. Anyhow, the Stanley Brothers had a big hit with The Life of the Man of Constant Sorrow back in 1947, and they had a follow-up, kind of like Man of Constant Sorrow 2, or Bride of Man of Constant Sorrow, Son of Man of Constant Sorrow. This is called The Life of Sorrow. And, of course, it's featured on the CD of the same name.
1, 2, 3. After traveling through this world of sorrow, no one on earth to call my friend. I'm on my way back to old.
time for a Jimmy Martin tune. Yeah, I know the Grass Experience show would be quite the same without one. Actually, we've already done several, but we just didn't mention they were Jimmy Martin tunes. And, you know, Jimmy Martin is one of the more serious bluegrass poets. His material is very serious. You know? Even, yeah, hold what you got. I'm the boss of this here house. Don't bite your hide. And, of course, this tune about a gal from Kentucky named Sophrony. Time, friends and neighbors, to wrap things up here. The Grass Experience. We got a whole nother experience lined up. About an hour and a half. We invite you to visit the merchandise stand. We've got some real bargains this evening. Now's the time to shop for next Christmas. But thank you all for coming out to hear us, and you all have a safe and healthy, prosperous new year. So, speaking on behalf of the Bluegrass Experience here tonight, we'd just like to say...
everybody, it's time to get. We'll be back again on your internet.
Well, I'm trying to stay in the sea of life. Stone, too hard to feel loneliness. My little boat was mooring, and on the day I first met you, well, I fell right overboard.
Till the end of the world goes round, I'll keep on loving you. As long as the sun comes up and comes down, till the big blue sky comes down to the ground. Long as the world goes around and round, I'll keep on loving you.
Just won't keep still. And when it comes to kissing you, I'll never get my fill. They said I'd never settle down, that I would always roam, that I could never be the time for love and wife.
Till the end of the world goes round, I'll keep on loving you. As long as the sun comes up and comes down, till the big blue sky comes down to the ground. Long as the world goes around and round, I'll keep on loving you.
Selfish pride. I thought my heart was fireproof, but just works your way inside. So tell me what I've got to do and tell me how it stands. The cards are on the table here, my life is in your hands.
Till the end of the world goes round, I'll keep on loving you. As long as the sun comes up and comes down, till the big blue sky comes down to the ground. As long as the world goes around and round, I'll keep on loving you.
Thank you. in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can get them when I will, I will have done it all.
Shady grove, my little love, shady grove, my say. Shady grove, my little love, I'm gonna go away. Needle and thread, as far as I could sew, I'd sew my true love to my side, and yeah, abroad I'd go.
Shady grove, my little love, shady grove, my darling, shady grove, my little love, I'm going back to Shady Grove, she was standing in the door, shoes and stockings in her hands, and little bare feet on the floor.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm gonna go away. Shady Grove, my little miss, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little miss, I'm going back to
on the guitar.
Mr. David.
Dolph.